This week is the New York Produce Show, and South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is here to tell us more about the event and SCDA's participation. And Commissioner, I understand you're headed for New York City.
Yeah, that's right. Coming from a one traffic light town of Bowman to go to New York is always an adventure. But we do it because the Northeast is one of the most important markets to our South Carolina farmers who export fruit and vegetables out of state. Mm-hmm. And this New York Produce Show brings as many people as our farmers need to see, other than your PMAs and things like that that have gone on for years. I believe this produce show is in about its eighth or ninth year, and naturally coming back after taking the year off for COVID. So excited for our farmers who are going to be there.
You had spoken previously about how important just the state of New Jersey is to South Carolina agriculture, but this is going to be bringing in states in addition to that from across the Northeast. Is that correct?
That's correct. Now, it will have participation from all over the country, primarily suppliers, just like our farmers will be. So the folks we want them to see are those buyers and representatives of outlets in that whole entire northeastern corridor. You're right, from New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, right up Boston, sort of a different group. But again, that part of the world is critical for South Carolina marketing.
Well, so many people there, and they have got to eat. Now, along with SCDA having a booth there, I understand there's going to be some producers from South Carolina are going to be there too. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll have four or five. They'll have Titan Farms, WP Rawl from Lexington County, Melon One, very big in the watermelon business from down in the Lowcountry, along with Heron Farms out of Charleston. Very interesting story of a young man that we played a part in him getting started, and he has some pretty unique crops and is exploring that part of the world as additional marketing outlets so that he can increase production back here. So farms of all sizes will be participating with us.
At the end of the day, or I should say maybe at the end of the four-day event, what do you hope that you and SCDA and these farms can accomplish at this New York Produce Show and Conference?
Well, we've got to let them know that South Carolina is a very viable sourcing option. So much product comes across the country from California. It might come from Central America, other parts of the world, along with right there in their own backyards of New Jersey, a great production state. But we've got to remind them that South Carolina farmers are a good option. Help them reinforce their relationships with the companies that they already know. But again, with some of them, help them establish new relationships. This comes through our market development arm there at the department, wherein we try to get across some of the challenges of accessing these markets. I think the folks who shop the aisles in the Northeast want to see product from South Carolina, but you've got to go through the process of getting that product there, and this is what this show is all about.
Well, best of luck to you, and stay safe in the Big Apple, and we look forward to hearing how it all turned out when you get back.
Well, that's what we'll talk about next, maybe. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. The New York Produce Show and Conference, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.